Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. And yes. Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, she's a third generation seer. And as I understand, Ada Marie, you were taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine right from practically from the cradle, huh?
Just about, yeah. We, my cousin and I, you know, we were born in March, and that's a winter. So my aunt and my grandma didn't have anything else to do except fool with us. And they did teach us most of the sight that I have, the real strong sight that is, I know is positive, comes from the teaching that they gave us. And it wasn't anything to laugh about, and at the time, we didn't know it was so serious, so we paid close attention to what she told us.
And, sure, I can imagine. Winters in Montana, there must have been not very much to do, much else
nothing.
To do, so it was your
yeah.
teaching, your entertainment, and everything, huh?
Right, because we could go one of us in one room and one in another and send out a message, you know. And we got
mm-hmm.
pretty good. Yeah. That it's good to be able to have that mental energy and have it true and correct and strong, not full of junk, you know. So we're really,
mm-hmm.
really very careful. Of course, he's gone now, so I only hear from him on occasion. But I still can communicate with him. You know, I can send out something in a little time. He's the one who taught me about how much work they have over there to do and the things that he takes on to do to improve his abilities. And so when
uh-huh.
he comes back another time, he'll have more abilities than he has when he was here now. And it's been good to be able to have that communication.
And it's wonderful for you to know that life goes on and you keep growing and expanding and learning and developing.
You know that's
true,
and I hardly
ever
think about that. I just know it goes on and on and on. And
uh-huh.
they have work over there just like we have over here. And their energy patterns, although they do not have bodies, they're not suffering with any problem like that. They do have an energy pattern, which is basically mental and very,
mm-hmm.
very clear. So that in
mm-hmm.
itself is a blessing in disguise. Because don't you sometimes have a feeling that you just know something and you don't know what you know?
Oh, sure. Absolutely, it drives me crazy sometimes, you know.
Yeah, and that feeling comes with the knowledge that you don't know that is your entrance into that world to be able to reach up and talk to those people.
Right.
So
uh-huh.
what you do is when you know something, you just know it and let go of it, and then it comes back to you. And the energy that comes back to you tells you what you need to know. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
really quite simple. Not easy, but simple. And a lot of people will hang on to you know, they'll know something, and they'll instead of letting go of it, they got to let go of it. If they don't let go of it, then they don't get any more. But if they let go of it, then they get more. And then they can
uh-huh.
share the more that they get, the wiser they become. Because everything is very positive and gentle, you know. It's not harsh and hard to do.
Yeah.
Everything is very positive and gentle.
Is there any special method that you have for that letting go?
The message for letting go is to release your thoughts. In other words, okay, when you're baking a cake, you're thinking about the recipe and all the things that go in the cake. And the oven, and
uh-huh.
then you turn the oven on, and do you think about it? No, you let go of it, right?
Uh-huh.
And the cake bakes. Okay, it's the same
yeah.
thing. It's the same thing. When you're working with something in spirit, and you've got it, and you know it, and you're going to be able to feel confident with it, you let go of it. You release it.
Uh-huh.
And when you have need of it, it'll come back to you when you need it to help you. You see?
So instead of saying, hello, who's there? Did you want to tell me something? You just let it happen.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I can send you a message, and I can think your name, and I sent you one today and told you I was home. And sure enough, within 10 minutes, you called me.
Right.
And I was home.
Yeah.
But you see, I wanted you to be comfortable about the fact that I had made it home, because there's so many. We have a corridor coming out of Tucson that has so many accidents on it every day that our taxes went up. Because road comes off of a side road into the main road. And I can't believe those people. They just fly in there and there's a wreck right there. So.
Oh, my.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. We had one of those down in southern Illinois. They called it Dead Man's Curve.
Yeah.
It was two right angle curves, one after the other.
Oh, my gosh.
You imagine?
I can.
The state of mind that the person that was building that road was in, they didn't think, you know.
You're right. They were probably angry about something and not paying attention. So that usually happens. Do you hear that beep that's coming in on the phone?
No, I don't.
Oh, good. I'm glad, because somebody's trying to come in, and I'm not going to take the call. We're doing this show, and that's what we're doing.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now this is very, very interesting, because many people who are just beginning to reach out to spirit, often that they think they're making a connection, and then they lose it and they don't know why. So this is a very wonderful information that you just gave to our listeners. Because now they understand and stop trying so hard.
Yeah, they try too hard.
Yeah.
They just need to relax, and the energy will come through, and it'll be positive.
It's mighty hard to tell somebody to relax when they're trying so hard, you know.
Yeah, we'll see. If they tried that hard to relax, they'd be getting the information right there. Somebody was in the hospital, and nobody knew exactly who it was, and they didn't know why. So they called me up, and they said, we have somebody in the hospital, and we can't find him because we don't know the name. We just know that they've been taken to the hospital. And I said, okay, then... if it's somebody in your family, is it a close friend? What is it? And I said, is it somebody that you talk to every day? And they didn't answer that. And I said, well, is it somebody that you share something with? Do you take a class with them? Do you ride to work with them? Do you ride the bus with them? What do you do with this person? Because you don't. If you have anything comes into your head about what you do with this person on a weekly or daily basis. I said, who would come into your mind on a daily basis that you see every day or you talk to every day, even if you don't see them? Oh, well, you know Irma. And I said, oh, so it's Irma that's in the hospital. Do you know her last name? And she said, well, of course, she's my sister. I said, okay, hang up the phone and call her up. She's in the hospital. But you see, people get crazy. They don't stop to think there is a way to reach that person. If you just think about who you've been associating with in the last maybe 24 hours or 3 days or something. And then all of a sudden you know who it is.
You know, I've described it sometimes Do you know at Halloween we used to bob for apples?
Yeah.
And the harder you tried, the more you stirred up the water, and that made the apples
harder.
Go to the opposite side.
Right. So the more careful you are, and the slower you are, the more likely you are to get an apple stem.
Yeah, right. It's a gentle kind of, and sometimes you just have to relax and let it come in.
Mm-hmm. And you have to relax and let energy come in. I was in the kitchen a little while ago, and I went, what is that? So I stopped everything I was doing, and I stood there for a minute, and I looked at the clock, and it was 20 minutes before the show was to start. And so I went in the other room, in the laundry room, and put some stuff in the hamper. And when I turned to come out of the laundry room, I went, oh, I know who that is. That's my sister. So I picked up the phone, and as she was calling me, I picked up the phone to call her, and she said, hello.
Yeah.
She said, I was telling you to call me. I said, well, I just went to the phone. She said, well, I got tired of waiting. So, but, you know, it's real.
Sometimes people get spoiled, you know.
Yeah. I mean, those things are not hard for people to learn to do. It's just a practice. The more you practice, you know, the better you get. If you want to type, you keep practicing, and you're a good typist.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's everything has its up and down side, you know. You can decide, are you going to use the upside or the downside?
Yes, that is absolutely true. And, you know, so often people... they sort of concentrate and worry about the bad things that are going on, and they completely forget to give thanks for the good things that are happening.
You're absolutely right. There's nothing that makes me more discouraged and disgusted with people that I know and have worked with for years that will find something negative to tell me when I don't want to hear that. I say, what's the matter with you? Who you been going to school with? You know, that's
yeah.
Wrong. You don't want to hear that negativity.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do you any good, and it doesn't do anybody else any good.
And
so,
what you do actually, it's like you fertilize the wrong thoughts.
Right. You put the energy in the wrong department right away. So,
yep.
Anyway.
It's absolutely. Amazing, and it don't you think it's the simplest things that people neglect doing? The very simplest things.
Yeah.
That would help us the most.
And they would do them so much good.
Mm-hmm.
To think positive.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was a little girl, I read about Pollyanna, and I've never forgotten her. Because
no, and I think all of us kids learned about Pollyanna, because that's why we don't...
You find what you're looking for.
Right. And we also are quiet. I mean, we don't dwell on what we can't find or can't have. We're quiet about
it. Right.
Because that doesn't give us any goodness to tear it apart and work on it, and it's no good for us or anybody else.
Absolutely.
So what have you been
doing? Tell us about some of the other things that your grandmother taught you.
Well, there are just so many. I don't know which direction. She was pretty, everything had a place. And my house is the same way. Everything has its place, and it better be in its place when you get done working with it, or you're going to know about it. But the reason for that, and there is a reason for it, it saves time, it saves energy, and it allows you to be in control of the cupboard, the cabinets, the floor, mm-hmm. whatever. She had a way of, you know, do you remember the rag mops that we used to, old towels and stuff we used for mops to mop?
Oh,
the
yes.
Kitchen? Okay.
Uh-huh.
We had a kind of a bucket or a barrel-like type thing. It was neither one of those, but it was another thing. And all the towels or things that were not usable in the kitchen or the house but were usable for cleaning would go in that
uh-huh.
bucket, right? And
mm-hmm,
that's where it
mm-hmm.
was supposed to be. When you went to get it, you got it there, and when you finished with it and it got dry, it went back in that bucket.
Yeah,
well,
right. Uh-huh.
Right. And so we had some company come, and this company was from the East Coast. Now, we lived in Montana, so we were kind of farmer-ish. You know,
uh-huh.
everything had a place, and you kept it in its place, and we had enough room for it. That way there was always enough room for everything. And
mm-hmm.
this lady who came, who was an aunt, I don't know who she belonged to, my dad or my mother, one of the two. Anyway, she took off her socks and shoes and left them in the kitchen under the table.
Uh-huh.
Holy
okay.
Moses. You thought the Third World War had taken over.
Oh, my.
Why would you think that you would do such a thing? Well, that was unheard of. You take your shoes and socks off in the bedroom, and you put your slippers on, and your shoes and socks are in the bedroom. And, boy, I tell you, you could hear it clear across the house. I'm sure it didn't happen again. But we were just little kids, and we were giggling. We were under the covers and the pillow, giggling and giggling and giggling, because we knew we'd never do anything like that. And every once in a while, I think about that. I'm really, really tired, and I'm taking unlacing my shoes and putting them together, and I'm putting them, you know, under the edge of the chair so they would be out
mm-hmm.
of the way. And I think, God, I can remember when my cousin had us in hysterics all night because she didn't take her shoes off in the right place. She took them off in the kitchen.
Oh, my.
But, you know, all families are different. I mean, those are the kind of lessons that you learn from your parents that are good things in a way, because even though they're a little overdone, you still have the lesson. You still have the understanding of why it's done and what.
Oh, sure.
You know what?
And you know, I can tell you from my own experience when I had four children, and a husband who was more trouble than five children. And I was running the whole time, working and doing things and cooking and baking and doing all these things. I had to have things where if I reached for them, they were there.
Right.
And it took time. If they weren't in the right place, it took time out of my day to try to find them. And that was wasting time that I didn't have.
Right.
So I got in the habit of putting my things back exactly where I got them. And I had
right.
I had a roommate once years later, and I said I can't. I was looking for a spice. Maybe it was basil. Maybe it was something. I can't find the basil. And she came in and she says, it's right here. I said, but it goes here. She said, it was only 7 inches away. It wasn't where I reached for it.
Right.
So I had something on the stove, and it needed the basil in right then. So
I think in a lot of homes and a lot of things, that there isn't enough neatness for people to really appreciate it. There isn't enough of it.
Yeah, and spend half of their day looking for something.
Yeah. They aren't neat enough to appreciate it when it is neat.
Right.
Because
I've
seen that. I've gone and stayed with people and straightened up their drawers, so the drawers were all neat, and they couldn't even imagine somebody doing
that.
Yeah.
So, they looked everywhere but in the drawer, huh?
Right. Well, they'd look in the drawer, but they weren't used to not digging through it, you know. They weren't used to seeing everything piled up in neat piles.
Uh-huh.
She said, "That's such a shock. I didn't even know what to do. I forgot what I was looking for." I said, "Well, that's probably true. But once you do it that way, you'll always do it that way. So that's a good thing." Now, listen, are you having good weather? We're having a most wonderful, wonderful weather that's not applicable to this time. The sun is out, and it's 100 degrees out here. And that's really way over what it is. I'm wondering what you're doing for weather, because this is unusual weather for this area.
Well, we were just sucked in with fog this morning, but now it's sunny and it's about 61 degrees.
That's good.
So
I noticed somebody called me today and said that the weather where they lived had totally changed. It had rained the day before and rained last night, and this morning they woke up and the sun was shining and you couldn't even tell it had rained. And I said, that's odd, because it's very sunny here too, and you couldn't tell it had rained. So I'm wondering if the weather is changing or if we're actually getting into spring. We should be coming into spring pretty soon.
You know, it's part of it is the global warming. You know, all of the terrible stuff that we're doing to Mother Earth is changing. I saw a film on you know, public radio the other day that said the temperature of the ocean has gone up something like 2 degrees, and that 2 degrees makes a huge difference into whether or not the icebergs melt.
Now, are we talking about 2 degrees lower?
Higher.
Higher.
It's 2 degrees warmer now.
So that does make a difference then.
It makes a huge difference, you know.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to wait and see what summer has for us.
I was wondering what summer was going to have, because this is unusual for us to have this much. I mean, it's you know, almost 100 degrees out here in the wind a little bit, but we usually don't have that at this month. I mean, we're in April. We're not in May or June. And it's just the weather's different all over, I guess. It's happening to change everywhere. But I wonder what is causing it? Is it the snowfall or what?
No, it's the fossil fuels that we are burning, and it's burning a hole in the ozone, and all kinds of things are going on.
It is.
Yeah.
How could they burn a hole in the ozone?
It's been going on for quite a while. The more they burn oil and gas and things, you know, and chemicals into the atmosphere. It's causing our planet to change. The weather in the planet to change.
Someone called me the other day and they said out in the middle of the ocean is a great big island of nothing but plastic bags.
Yeah, it's twice the size of Texas.
That's what they told me.
Yeah. Mhm.
That's the truth, huh?
Yes, it is. And
out in the ocean.
Yeah, and you know, each one of those plastic bottles that people, you know, carry around and drink their water out of, it takes 420 years for them to turn into normal soil. We have to educate people to take better care of our resources and not be throwing. We have a generation that just likes to throw things away instead of washing them, cleaning them up.
Right. That's younger than the war during Second World War. We saved everything, every single thing.
I still save a lot of things. Mm-hmm. We would even take the aluminum foil, peel it off of the cigarette packages,
mm-hmm.
and roll it up to a ball and take it and turn it in so it could be turned into something for the war. You know,
yeah.
We did all of those things.
We did those things, and I thought they were fine. I still save a lot of. I save aluminum foil. I just cannot throw it away unless it's so dirty that I can't get it clean.
Or ripped. So. You can't smooth it out. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but you can't get it clean too. Some of it, when you use it, it gets burned, and you can't. You know, you can't use it. It won't. You can't get the burn off of it. So.
Yeah, you get the food burned into it.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
And so it just really is amazing, though, that the things have changed in 50 years. Things have totally changed. I mean, the whole situation changed. The people are different. They aren't as careful, and they don't save and, you know, make do like we used to do.
That's true.
We made do of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I guess what eventually it's got to come to a halt someplace.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, you
right.
know, it's a waking up and being you know more careful with realizing
with our resources,
that we have beautiful gifts. And we do need to take care of them.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm sure that your grandmother taught you that.
She did. And, you know, I have to tell you, a few days ago, my husband was working around the yard and trimming off the roses and everything, and there was one little stick about 5 inches long with two little seeds on it, you know, two leaves. It was a rose bush. So I was walking along, and I just reached down, picked it up off the ground, and looked at it, and I thought, isn't that interesting? So I brought it in the house, and I put it in a glass, and I put my blue light in front of it, and guess what? Today it has six leaves.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
I mean,
I
didn't need another rose bush like a hole in the head, but it just looked like something I could do that I haven't done for years. So I did it. And this morning when I got up, I looked out, went to the window and looked out, and there was my little rose stem with six leaves on it. So that made me happy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's wonderful. You know that they're doing things here in New York. They're having having gardens and children.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking children out and letting them plant things, and it is making such a huge difference in their awareness and their appreciation of
how
life
wonderful
and,
yeah,
and of the and you know to real take ownership of a piece of the earth, you know, the plant that is growing, it's theirs.
Right.
And
right.
The children that that might have wound up in, you know, in the wrong side of the law, here they
right.
are, and how can they possibly do wrong when they have been in touch with the magic of the earth.
Right. And help them to be able to pick up the dirt and look at it and actually look at it. You know, when
mm-hmm.
we were kids, we didn't only look at it. We made mud pies and cakes and we ate them. So we got caught.
Yeah. Well, there's some theory that you're supposed to eat a pound of earth or dirt before you die. So I guess.
The mother would come out and say, stop
way
that.
To be healthy.
And we'd have to stop. But we made
mm-hmm.
very tasty little cakes.
I see. Okay. Yeah,
and
I remember making my mud pies and taking them into my mother. And she would always say, well, I'll eat those later. I'm busy right now.
You know, and 80-some years later, I'm just as healthy as I can be.
That's right.
You know,
probably healthier than the people
yeah.
that you know, grew up in the hothouse, as I used to say.
Mhm. Yeah. But it is amazing. It really is amazing. We didn't have any callers today, did we?
We do have someone who just called in. We have several people who are listening. And they
yeah.
must be quite fascinated with what we're talking about because they're not asking any questions. Hold on,
right.
Let's see who's here.
Okay.
Hello? 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 Well, whoops, it doesn't look like they're there anymore.
Well, I heard somebody say something, but it was real loud, and then they
uh-huh.
disappeared.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, there you are. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, ma'am. My name is Melissa.
Melissa, you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes. Yes. Thank you. She's really great. I've heard the show many times before.
Uh-huh.
I have a question for her. My question is, where my living headquarters surrounding here is there any changes coming up? Where I live right now, changes.
Are you talking about changes of where you're going to live, or where you work, or what?
Where I live.
Okay, Ada Marie, did you hear?
I couldn't understand what you said.
Melissa is asking if there's going to be any change in the place she lives.
You mean like somebody moving in or out, or what?
Yes,
perhaps her moving herself.
Around the area.
There's other people that live there, isn't there?
Where I live? No, I live by myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see anybody coming in to just come and live with you.
She's wondering if she is going to move out of the area.
Oh, you want to move? You could move easily. You'd be happy wherever you went. You have a good sense of humor, and you're very industrious. And if I'm wrong, you can correct me.
No, you're right.
Okay, so in other words, it's her choice whether she wants to move or not?
Right, right.
Would Ms. Anna Marie, I really wanted to ask you, thank you, you got it right, but just, do you see where I'm right now living? Do you see any changes, like, around the area here where I'm at, like, people leaving?
Where you live now?
He's wondering if you see any people leaving her area that she knows.
No, I don't.
Any time soon or next month or are we looking at the present or the future?
I don't know, honey. It seems like where you are, you're pretty settled.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm settled. It's just that I think about the welfare of others and just some problems in the front within some acres from me.
Yeah, if you're having problems, the thing is to talk. Everybody should be talking and get the problem solved.
Did you say something about somebody taking acreage from you?
No. What I meant to say is do you see the owner of the property in front of me taking any action? I want to wish people the best, but I know there's been other families who have complained because they have kids and they can't stand the noise and the arguing and doing bad things. Are those people ever going to be evicted where half of the block has complained?
You're being evicted?
No, not me.
No. You don't have a very good connection, Ada Marie. She is saying there is a very loud and constantly fighting family in her neighborhood, and the other neighbors have complained, and she was wondering if they might soon be evicted. Or if they're just going to keep staying there and bothering everyone.
Yeah. Well, the whole neighborhood will evict them. They'll get evicted by the neighborhood. Everybody will join together and they'll move. And it'll be about June by the time you get them all out of there.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of small children in those families with the small kids, beautiful kids. They have complained of these young 20-year-old children come first in their happiness. That's the right thing to do, right? Children should be happy where they're at.
Yeah,
I love
true.
Children. And I've seen their moms that they don't feel comfortable having their little kids outside in the front of the yard with the bicycle because these young people are fighting all the time.
Have you spoken with the parents of these nice children?
I only said hi, and I know they called the police, because the police told me.
Okay.
And they have complained to the owner. They have complained to the landlord owner, and the owner seems to have some type of relationship with them because the female in one of those units is I've seen her when he comes. She's very provocative where she even takes her clothes off. I'm not kidding.
Maybe they're a relative or something.
Yeah, they might be related.
Yeah.
And so he's not doing anything, but maybe the more people should go to the city, like you said, and the city, they start doing some more action, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That would be the way to solve that is to report it to the authorities.
Right.
Okay.
And I certainly would do that because that's not a good situation for everybody else in the area.
No, ma'am.
Definitely not.
No. No, I'm gonna complain, and I know that family has.
But you can make a complaint, and they won't know who made it because you can ask your name to be reserved, and they won't tell them where. They won't the just tell them you want your name reserved because you're afraid of repercussions, and they will not tell them who, they will not tell anybody who reported them.
Okay.
Yeah, be sure to do that. Because they sound like they're kind of nasty.
Very nervous, and that's why and the kids can see that. I don't know, the kids have seen that, but I know that staff family has called the police, other families, and
mm-hmm.
you can talk to the owner, and the owner, he doesn't evict them. I don't know if he's having sexual affairs with that young lady.
Mm-hmm. Well, the neighborhood can get them evicted.
And that's everybody complaining?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Get everybody to sign a complaint and take it to the board, and they'll have them evicted.
Okay. I'll talk to that family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I'm glad I called and got an idea. Thank you for very much. I work on that. Yes, ma'am. Ms. Ada Marie, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, man. Nice talking to you. God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We do what we can, right?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for helping people. Thank you. I was cloudy. Now I'm clear.
Well, you can go, and they'll protect you so that they can't be abusive to you.
Yes, ma'am. I am going to do that. They're closed today, but go Monday, 100%.
Yeah, go Monday.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So everything as we work together, and as we reach out to you know, just improve the atmosphere and the caring, and as we reach out to other people and let them know that we are here and we care. Often we can make changes that will amaze us. You know, you have no idea how powerful you are until you begin to do the little things. And it's sometimes it's the smallest things that
mm-hmm.
makes the biggest change over time.
Right.
It's the energy that begins to flow, and
mm-hmm.
and like your little rose bush having six leaves instead of three. It's just good thoughts and good deeds and good energy grows and flourishes, and we feed each other that way.
Right. And as it flourishes, everybody becomes happy and useful. And, you know, they do things for each other that is good. So.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
Yes, and you don't have to wait until somebody's dying to go to the hospital to see them. You can pick up the phone or stop by when you pass their house. And check and see how, you know, just extend a little friendship, a little energy, a little joy, spread the joy in the
little
world.
Little kindness, yeah, helps.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a positive, that's a very positive energy, you know. So,
that's true. Yes.
Again, it's just a matter of people being kind to each other, just a matter of being kind. How difficult is that?
That's right.
Even
just smiling to a stranger as you're walking down the street, that energy just begins to flow, you know, and to grow.
Yeah, and it stays. It stays within you, you know. That positive feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very positive feeling.
Yes, it is.
Well,
we forgot to tell your telephone number.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't think of that very often. But it's 520-8. 9695 9510, and it's Ada Marie, ADA MARIE. And my website is The Golden Oracle.
Oh, beautiful.
You can call The Golden Oracle and leave a message, and I will return.
Oh.
I will return the message.
Okay. So that happens. You call between
7 a.m.
see, what is it?
7 p.m.
And that is
Arizona.
Mountain time. Actually, that's Pacific time now.
Yeah.
Arizona doesn't go on daylight savings time. So in the winter there's 3 hours difference, and in the summer there. Or in the winter there's 2 hours difference, in the summer there's 3 hours difference. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But it works.
Weird, huh?
You know?
Strange things happen.
That's right. So everything is good. Would you like to talk a little bit about your health spa?
Oh, my retreat? Well, yeah,
yes.
I do have a retreat, but my retreat is not a retreat for several. It's a single retreat. If you come to stay at the retreat, I work with you and you alone for the 3 days you're here. So I don't do two or three people at a time. I do one at a time because we have much better understanding of ourselves when we can talk it out. So if you want
to
retreat...
I don't know. Sometimes, Ada Marie, I think you ought to call it an advance instead of a retreat. Because you're
what?
Always... An advance.
Well, it is an advance. You advance greatly. Many people that have left here have become CEOs of their companies over the years, and they and they have advanced. They have really gone forward. So, yeah, you're right. It's a place to come and get to know yourself. You come and you stay 3 days, and at the end of 3 days, you like the person that leaves here. And you're excited and you're ready to go and you want to do something exciting. So you're right. It is an advancement in your life. For many people, one man, a very powerful man today, said to me after being here, he went about a month after he got home, he called up and he said, I never realized how unaware I was until I worked with you.
Uh-huh, that's wonderful.
And I thought to myself, my goodness. But he's just done wonders, and now he's way up there, you know. I told him, I said, someday it would take me 3 secretaries to get through to you. And he says, oh, that'll never happen. Ha, 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 ha. It happened.
Speaking of being
okay
aware,
because,
I have just
you know,
become aware that we have someone waiting
and...
to ask you a question. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, this is Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, Julia. You have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, please. Hi, Ada Marie.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Well, I am hoping to get your insights. I'm looking to move, and I'm trying to find the best place for me. You know, I want to find a place where I'm going to really, you know, fit in and thrive, and, you know, my life is going to kind of pick up and, you know, like get that
are you in the
best life.
Where are you at now?
I live in Central Florida now, and I've got a couple cities.
Yeah, okay. But it appeared to me that you were living near the water. like Florida is near the water. Okay, now have you had the feeling a time or two that you need to move north and east or west, like Seattle or someplace along that coastline?
You know, I actually have lived in Washington State once before, and I didn't like it because of that rain. It's like that gray rain all
the time.
It
rains every day there.
It's depressing. Yeah, to me it was very depressing.
I see.
I've got a couple places in mind.
Well, then move further down the coast. Move down into the California area of the coast, and it don't rain quite so much. But you would do well on the west coast. Anywhere you want
to
go, for that matter.
You're picking a West Coast energy for her, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, I am. It's a good feeling. She could even probably be down in Los Angeles area. There's a very good feeling down there for you. Have you been there?
When I was a child, I lived near Sacramento, but that was just like elementary, middle school. Early middle school, so I don't really remember a lot about it.
Huh?
Actually, I was thinking of, like, checking out, like, Chattanooga, Tennessee, or Wilmington, North Carolina, more on the East Coast.
Because
I'm kind of in the middle of the state, you know, where Orlando is. I'm kind
right.
of in that area in the middle. But I do like
Chattanooga is I think it's growing. It seems to be moving forward a bit in the energy. It seems to be getting a little more. How can I say it? A really good energy, a good place to be. Are you getting any feel for Chattanooga or for Ada?
No, I'm not. I'm listening because I was listening to what you said. I feel like she would be very happy in the California area if she were there. But that was all that came to me, was that would be appealing to her.
Yeah. Do you don't like to be on the coast? Is that correct?
Well, it isn't that. It's just like my family's all on the east side, so I would be all the way across the country from all my family.
Yeah.
So that would be.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Well, it depends on if it's a real necessity to live near your family.
So you don't think Chattanooga is not a fit and Wilmington, North Carolina is not a fit either?
I think it's okay. I don't see anything
Wilmington
wrong with
is not too bad. And it's not in the direct line usually of the hurricanes.
Right.
So it might be, though it hits once in a while, but not very often. So yeah, it might be of interest, especially if you say you have family there.
Well, I have family in Kansas City, Kansas, and here in Florida.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I was trying to stay sort of in the middle. That's why I was thinking of.
I see. So you want to be closer, but not exactly with them. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Mhm.
Well, any of those places you've mentioned would be good for your energy pattern. They would blend well with your energy pattern.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting that you got, like, the L.A. area, because that's, you know, it's just a, you know, when you hear about it, it's like, you know, so congested and a lot of traffic and.
Well, there is that
in LA. I was kind of surprised that, you know, I would fit there.
Well, you would fit there because there's outlying areas in the Los Angeles area and on the West Coast that are very quiet. There's very quiet areas. It has a hustle and bustle part, but it also has a quiet part. You just have to look and see what would make you happy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I'm at now, is trying to, you know, find that place, find wherever it is that I'm going to sit and, you
mm-hmm.
know, start over. So it's just, it's hard to, because it's like, you know, the
yeah.
expense of, you know,
it's
getting up
change.
And going for a long drive and trying to
Do you use a pendulum ever?
Yeah, I just did right before I called the show, but it wasn't giving me anything. It wasn't going.
I would suggest you take a map and play with it and let the energy of the pendulum guide you. There, I think there are about four different places, and one of them is definitely not LA proper. It's north of LA, but there are some nice quiet places there. But again, try the pendulum and let when you get a yes, make a circle, and then go online and Google and find out about the areas, you know. But
yeah.
But you can use your pendulum, and because I got the fact that you definitely do use a pendulum.
Yes,
so
I do. I
let
have
it
been.
Help you.
That's what, well,
okay.
Yeah,
that's
see, that's
good.
What I did. I did that with the two places that I called about, and it wasn't giving me anything. So that's why I was like, well, you know. I'll call and ask Ada Marie
just move it very slowly. Just move it slowly over the map. I mean, you need to get a map of the whole country, and let it help you find a place that's good for you.
Or
okay,
you can pick several places in anywhere you want to pick. And write them down on a separate sheet of paper and sleep on them and see which one of them is good for you.
Okay.
Try that.
Yeah.
You'll find out that's very good, very good way to move.
So write them on separate pieces of paper and
right,
like put them
only
in my
use,
pillow?
Yeah, but only use one at a time. Okay, there's three places. There's Seattle, there's Chattanooga, there's Los Angeles. Write three things, write on three different pieces of paper, and put them under your one at a time under your pillow, and see what you get. Don't put them all
under
your
pillow. I don't think she's terribly interested in Seattle.
I'm just using that as an example.
Oh,
I
yeah,
was just
sure.
using it as an example. She
mm-hmm.
can pick any place she
yeah.
wants.
Okay.
Wilmington, I'm not getting any, you know, I'm getting closer, actually in the Carolinas, I'm getting closer toward the mountains. I don't know why mountains seem to be interesting with your energy. Check that out. Go west from Wilmington and see what you can find. See if your pendulum will get excited about something, you know.
Okay. So I'm gonna write the name of a place on a piece of paper. I'm gonna put it under my pillow and sleep on it and see.
Yeah. Let your pendulum pick out three places for you, and then then you put, and then after you sleep on these different pieces of paper under your pillow, Ada Marie, then what do you do?
Well, they'll get, if you write a name of a city on a piece of paper and put it under your pillow, you'll get an energy pattern of what that city is about. And then if you like it, fine. If you don't, do another one. You can do as many as you want. You know? I know I had a friend who, we're from Montana, and she horsed around for 3 years, and finally she ended up in Alaska.
Oh,
and
wow.
She's happy as a clam. She's just as happy as if she had good sense, you know?
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what I want.
How many cities did she sleep under?
I don't know. 15 or 20 every time you turn around.
Oh, my goodness.
Talking about something else. And I said, honey, when you find out where you're going to be, let me know. Because every time she turned around, she would go, she tried something else and she didn't like it. It didn't work.
Yeah.
So I finally said, just call me when you find the right place. And it took her about 2 years to come up with the place. She's happy now. But it isn't something you're going to do in a little short period of time because it doesn't work that way.
Well, I mean, I've been trying to figure this out for quite a while. So it hasn't been a little while. It's been, I've been, you know, thinking of different areas. I was thinking here, like on the Gulf Coast, and then I was thinking up in the Panhandle, and then I was thinking of like Charleston, South Carolina. And so I feel like I'm like in this crazy pinball machine. I'm pinging over here, then up there, then over there. I'm just trying to, like you said about the lady, I just want to have that happy
clam
place.
Put the pendulum
in
the door and see what comes to you in your dream time.
Okay.
Just put the pendulum away in the drawer and try your dream time and see what it's going to give you.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay.
I have something new to try. So.
And we're gonna have to call it a day, it looks like.
Okay.
I believe we're a little over past the your hour. But,
yeah, we are a little.
We did need to get through those. Savor the trouble of those 15 or 20 different slips of paper.
Yeah.
Let her know that if it takes that long, it takes that long. Your happiness is worth it.
Yeah.
Thank you so
much,
lady.
They're
going
to cut me off in a couple of minutes, but you have a wonderful, wonderful time and a wonderful joy in finding the right place. That's what you need to do. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. And God bless all of you.
And happy landing. Okay. And at this point, we just say love and light. And we'll see you next week.